Cold brew convenience is the answer to summer heat during iced tea month. The challenge of correctly steeping a delicate green tea to avoid bitterness disappears when the tea is brewed overnight in the fridge. Quote, I'm cutting calories and want something more flavorful than water, begins one Reddit thread. Can you explain to a total cold brew newbie how to get the most flavorful green tea without additives? The responses were enthusiastic and numerous, evidence that the technique rivals more traditional fresh-brewed, flash-chilled black tea. Whether boiling tea to pour over ice or making cold brew, the tea-to-water ratio is critical. Begin with about twice the normal amount of tea, 6 to 8 tablespoons for 1.5 quarts or 8 to 12 grams per 950 milliliters. Stale tea requires more leaves. Quality leaf requires fewer. Make sure your vessel is airtight, as tea will pick up the scent of leftovers. Allied Market Research estimates RTD tea generated $30 billion in 2019 and will grow 5.5% annually to $39 billion in 2027. Health-conscious millennials are driving sales. Mintel reports that 25% of new tea innovations are RTD. In China, where 78% of consumers are frequent drinkers of freshly brewed hot tea, RTD enjoys 49% penetration, which is greater than tea bags, according to Mintel. Business Insight. Cold brew coffee experienced remarkable five-year growth in both bottled ready-to-drink and food service. North America is the largest cold brew coffee market globally, with 66% market share. This is followed by Europe with 17% and Asia at 11%. In the U.S., 2015 sales of cold brew coffee are expected to rise tenfold, from $110 million to $945 million in 2025, according to Statista Market Research. 360 Market Research estimates the market globally will reach $2.8 billion by 2026. David's Tea settles its debts. A Quebec Superior Court approved the Montreal-based tea company's plan to settle $118 million in claims, with $18 million payable in July. The U.S. Bankruptcy Court this week approved a similar plan for resolving debts owed by David's Tea U.S. subsidiary. The settlements are a final step towards exiting a year-long reorganization precipitated by the closure of all but 18 of the company's more than 200 locations. The settlement will be divided, with approximately $15.3 million going to Canadian creditors and $3.5 million to U.S. creditors, according to PricewaterhouseCoopers Canada. The company has sufficient cash on hand to meet settlement obligations. Under the direction of CEO Sarah Siegel, David's Tea has adopted a digital-first marketing strategy for sales to consumers. Its wholesale products are now found in 2,500 grocery and pharmacy outlets. Company reported sales of $40.2 million in fourth quarter 2020. Revenue from the fast-growing online and wholesale segment has increased from $42 million in 2019 to $97 million in 2020. Greatly reduced brick-and-mortar revenue now accounts for only 12.9% of total sales. Revenue overall declined 38% in 2020, leading to $55.9 million in losses. Kenya tea exports surge. Despite upheaval at the factory level, Kenya exported much higher tea volumes this year. First quarter exports increased 18.9% compared to 2020, according to the National Tea Directorate. Volume topped 153 million kilos, up from 128 million during the same period in 2020. Smallholders that produce 65% of the country's tea experienced variable weather conditions in 2021, creating an overall decline in production during the first 3 months. Growers, primarily in the far west, harvested 18 million fewer kilos since January. Auction prices are on the rise, reaching $1.84 per kilo last week, but they remain well below the $2 per kilo threshold considered essential to cover production costs. Weekly prices so far this year averaged $2 only once. Tea prices averaged $1.80 per kilo in 2020, down from an average of $2.05 per kilo in 2019. Business Insight. Kenya's tea growers are benefiting from timely direct payment thanks to national reforms instituted this spring. In past years, it was common for farmers to wait 2 months for payment after deliveries to the Kenya Tea Development Authority factories. Payments are now immediate.